This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In Cuba, there's a genius for fighting automotive obsolescence. Even in 2014 here, the streets are still lined with 1950s cars, the ones that were there before Fidel Castro came to power in 1959. Now, with some exceptions, imports of new cars were banned since the revolution, but now the ban's lifted, and imports are on sale starting this morning. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford joins us from Havana. Thanks for doing this.
Good morning.
You expecting some folks to go car shopping today?
Well, in theory, I would have been, except that yesterday I went to some of the car showrooms and I had a look at the prices, and they are pretty exorbitant. For a Peugeot Estate, you're talking about $262,000 for that car. So that's about eight times its normal price. And even for a used car, I saw a Peugeot 206, so a fairly compact car, selling for $85,000, a five-year-old car there. So the people that I saw outside those car showrooms were saying things like, this is madness, this is crazy. So I'm not sure how long the queues will be. Certainly people were pretty excited about the reform, but the prices look like they're going to put all but the extremely rich here in Cuba off.
Now, why is the Cuban government doing this now, do you think?
Well, it says that the old system was basically outdated, that it was a source of insatisfaction, and also that people were speculating, were making money on the old system, because you had to have a government permit to buy a car before. And if people had a permit, in many cases, those permits were traded for many thousands of dollars. So the government says the profits that it makes, or certainly a chunk of the profit, will go to investment in public transport here, which is desperately needed. So the idea is that the money that they raise from selling cars to the few will go to fund public transport for the many. But with the prices as high as they are, I'm not sure how big that investment fund's actually going to be, because obviously you need people to buy cars to put that money into the fund.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Havana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.